Listen. Do you hear that? Does it sound like a bug? Is it trying to tell us something? I think maybe it is. I'm author Teresa Matsura, and you're listening to Uncanny Japan, the podcast about yokai, folktales, and curious cultural quirks. Today's episode is about Mushi no Shirase, or bug news. It'll start pretty bizarre, and then it will end with a chilling ghost story. So what is a Mushi no Shirase anyway? The literal meaning is message or notice from an insect. But what does it mean? Well, if you ever hear anyone saying the phrase, "I got some news from a bug," know that they're talking about a premonition, a foreboding, or that strange feeling something bad is going to happen. It's kind of a sixth sense. It can also be a prophetic dream or some curious occurrence that warns you as well. Let's unpack. Some definitions in English say it's the same as "a little bird told me," but I don't think so. It sounds the same at first, learning some bit of information from a cute little animal. But when I thought about it, I've always used "a little bird told me" in a light, almost teasing way. "Hey, you're going to open a ninjutsu school downtown?" "Yeah, how'd you know?" "A little bird told me." It seems to be used when you don't want to reveal the source of the gossip. But the source is a real human, not something otherworldly. So it's different. On one hand, "a little bug gave me some news" is more intuition, and a bad one at that. Every incident I can find of Mushi no Shirase, and every person I've asked, says that it's something negative, either a thing that has already happened, like having the overwhelming urge to call your Aunt Beatrice, only to find out later that she just passed away that morning, or a dream about fire that bothers you so much you wake up and you go check the space heater downstairs, only to find that you've left it on. It's dangerously close to the curtains, which have already started to smoke. So there are times when you can get a Mushi no Shirase and you can ward off the bad event. But let's back up a minute. Why a bug? Well, one theory is that it comes all the way from Taoism, the belief in Sanshi or Sanchu, or that we all have three bugs living inside us. This might sound familiar if you listened to episode 3, way back in the day. A brief recap. Back in the Heian era, 794 to 1185, the aristocracy had this wild belief that human beings had insects living inside our bodies. One in our heads, one in our gut, and one in our legs. You heard that right. Or an older text says, they're demonic parasitic creatures, and they live in our head, chest, and abdomen. Sometimes they're called three corpses. But if you want to be more precise, the word most likely meant corpse bringers, because their job is pretty much to shuffle us off as quickly as possible. Whatever they are, they're up to no good. So I'm going to call them bugs. Also, if you look closely, the kanji for chu in sanchu is a character consisting of the kanji for bug, mushi, and get this, it's written 3 times. What do these bugs do, and how do they try to shorten your life or make you very ill? Well, first, they spy on you, of course. Since they live inside you, they're watching everything you do, all day and all night long. And they're taking notes. Then, every 60 days when a special day called Koshin rolls around, they wait until you fall asleep and zoom up to heaven. Here, they rat on you to Tentei or Enma Dayo, the king of hell. And yes, isn't it neat that the king of hell is hanging out in heaven? Kind of like when Lucifer used to hang out with God until he got kicked out. Anyway, since this is originally a Chinese tradition that came to Japan, you'll find the deity in China referred to as the Director of Destinies, which sounds about right. Whatever his name, though, these three bugs tell him everything you've been up to, especially all the bad stuff. They're little tattletales, and they're trying to get you in trouble. Tentei, or Enma Dayo, or the Director of Destinies, then nods their heads and starts taking days off your life, or giving you some disease. A little aside, yes, the Taoists did go to great lengths to rid themselves of these parasites. It was quite strenuous and interesting. Okay, back on track. Because this was so worrying to those Heian-era folk, they came up with an idea that if they stayed up all night long on one of those Koshin days, then the Sanchi couldn't leave their bodies and report on them. Take that, bugs. This Sanchi belief stayed popular and even spread to the lower classes all through the Edo period, only losing favor after the Meiji government decided to separate Shinto and Buddhism in the late 1800s. Then the Koshin faith was deemed a superstition and quashed. Because of this very long history, some think the Mushi no Shirase, bug news idiom, since it's usually used to refer to something bad, was born from this idea of Sanshi, three insects. There's another theory, though. That one says the phrase came from the Edo era. By then, the belief had spread down to the lower classes, like I just said, and gone through some changes. And in some of these, it was thought not three, but nine bugs lived in our bodies. And these critters weren't there just to monitor and report on your misdoings, but to control your consciousness and emotions. So that is one theory about the phrase insect news. But here's another. This one comes from a book I have on Japanese ghosts. And to me, it's actually more chilling than the belief I've got three parasitic bugs who want me dead living in my body. First, it goes more into detail about how many different things count as a mushi no shirase. And it goes quite beyond a foreboding feeling. It describes sounds that act to warn us. Things like how people have reported the bells on their butsudan, family altars, ringing, even though no one is in the room. Or people hearing somebody walking down the hall outside their bedrooms, but no one's home. Or some hearing the front door slide open, but when hurrying over to see who it was, no one's there. The phenomenon can also appear as an olfactory caution as well. Here, people have smelled incense burning in their house when they weren't or hadn't been burning incense. Little personal note here. In the house I'm renting now for about 5 years, I've always been a little freaked out that sometimes I'll walk into a room and it'll reek like cigarette smoke. But there's no one in the house, no windows are open, and I don't smoke. I'm not the only one that smells it either, and it's very random. I always chalked it up to the old man who used to live here being a smoker, and perhaps his spirit decided to come back and hang out for a couple hours. I say hello and I walk away, but I never thought he might be trying to tell me something, that it might be a mushi no shirase. Oh, another malodorous way a mushi no shirase might be trying to get your attention is when you suddenly get a noseful of the stench of rotting corpse. That's been reported as happening as well. Then there are those weird occurrences that happen. Sure, that photo of Uncle Dan might be askew because someone bumped it. or he might be trying to tell you something. You should give him a call. There was an incident in 1970 about a poor junior high school-aged kid who was diagnosed with leukemia. In the hospital, he ended up passing away, but at the exact time he died, 11:15, the clock in his homeroom at school stopped running. Okay, as I promised, I'll leave you with a ghost story that involves an incident of Mushinoshirase. This was published in the Asahi newspaper in Showa 32, which is 1957. The report goes that in Tokyo, Minami Sunamachi, there lived a young man who went to the police one day to report that his mother was missing and she was dead. Please find her. The police thought this was a strange request. How did he know she was dead? Well, she has been missing since the end of January, but last night she came to me and stood beside my futon. She told me that she was in a place called Shinden. Oh yeah, and what was really weird was that her hair was all standing straight up. The police chief thought this was ridiculous, but the young man was so insistent he pulled out the unsolved incident reports involving strange deaths and went through them one at a time. When he was almost at the end, he came across one photo that showed an old woman on her side, her hair straight up over her head. He showed it to the distraught man, and yes, this was his dear mother. The address where she had been found had Shinden in it. As for her hair, the poor old woman had been found floating in the river. I looked up the address in the article, and I'm guessing it was the Edo River. Anyway, it was discovered later, but one of the members of the maritime rescue team that found her body and laid it out to take the photo took the time to neatly comb her hair so that it was all standing straight up above her head. The end. Is it just me? Or is the most disturbing part of that story that a member of the rescue team had a comb on hand and combed her hair so it was all going straight up? Combing her hair? I'll give them that, as this will be a photo used to help identify her body by her loved ones. But why that way? Okay, that's all for today, my friends. I want to thank my son Julian for the new intro music, and thank Richard for all the audio and website work. Thank my patrons for being the most wonderful people in the world. And thank you for listening. Everyone stay safe and well. Keep your eyes, ears, and your noses peeled for any Mushinoshirase. Someone might be trying to tell you something. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. You've reached the end of the show, and I just want you to know how much we appreciate you listening and supporting us. Any subscribing, reviewing, and gushing to your friends, family, even random strangers, really does help keep us going. If you have the means and you want to help a little more and get a little more, we are making extra content over on Patreon, all for only $5 a month. Or, if you like to read horror, you might be interested in my Bram Stoker-nominated short story collection, The Carp-Faced Boy and Other Tales. 本当にありがとうございます。 Thank you again, and I'll talk to you real soon.